Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. And today we're going to be looking at how folks with blue-collar backgrounds can kind of reinvent themselves in this new digital world.
Right.
And, you know, it's not about, you know, dishing your hard-earned skills and experience.
Yeah.
It's about how those skills can actually be your biggest advantage.
I like that.
Yeah. And we're going to be drawing some insights from Lesson 9, The Evolving Nomad, Growth, Learning, and Reinvention. Courtesy of Freelancing Insider.
Oh, very cool.
So buckle up. We're about to explore some seriously exciting possibilities for you.
Yeah, it's fascinating how this source material, Freelancing Insider, really emphasizes the transferable skills that blue-collar workers bring to the table.
Right.
You know, qualities like dedication, problem-solving, a get-it-done attitude.
Yeah.
Those are gold in the online world.
Right. It's almost like a hidden superpower.
Totally.
You know, I was talking to a friend the other day, a former construction worker.
Okay.
Who's now killing it as a freelance web developer.
Yeah.
And he was saying how his experience managing complex projects.
Yeah.
Sticking to deadlines, communicating clearly with all sorts of people on a job site. That's exactly what clients are looking for in the digital world, too.
It's so true.
It is.
What's remarkable is that Freelancing Insider doesn't just stop at highlighting these transferable skills.
Uh-huh.
They go on to provide practical advice on how to reframe your experience for a digital audience.
Right.
For instance, instead of just listing project management on your profile,
right,
you could talk about how you coordinated teams and resources to bring a multi-million dollar construction project in on time and under budget.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of concrete example that grabs the client's attention.
Totally.
I love that it's about showing, not just telling.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet it resonates with clients who might be wary of hiring someone without a traditional tech background.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, the digital world is constantly changing.
For sure.
How does someone with a blue-collar background stay ahead of the curve?
Yeah.
It can be daunting just thinking about where to start.
That's where the concept of continuous learning comes in.
Okay.
And Freelancing Insider offers some very specific advice here.
Okay.
They recommend exploring platforms like Coursera or Udemy, which offer a vast range of courses on everything from coding and web design to digital marketing and project management.
Wow.
Many of these courses are even designed specifically for beginners, so you don't need any prior experience to get started.
You know, for a long time, education was seen as something you finished after high school or maybe college.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm hearing is that in the digital world, learning is a constant.
Yes.
It never really stops.
Precisely. And this isn't just about keeping up with the latest software or trends.
Okay.
It's about adopting a growth mindset, a concept Freelancing Insider emphasizes throughout their content.
Okay, growth mindset.
Yeah.
I've heard that term thrown around.
Yeah.
But I think for our listeners, it might help to ground it in a more relatable way.
Absolutely. Think of it like this.
Okay.
Imagine a plumber who encounters a completely new type of pipe system.
Okay.
Someone with a fixed mindset might get frustrated or give up thinking, I've never seen this before. I can't do it.
Right.
But someone with a growth mindset sees it as a challenge, an opportunity to learn and expand their skills.
Right.
They might research the new system, consult with colleagues, or even take a course to master it.
Wow.
That's the kind of adaptability that thrives in the digital world.
I see what you mean. It's about embracing those challenges as a chance to level up.
Yes.
It's kind of like unlocking a new skill in a video game.
Exactly.
It's exciting when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
But I imagine this journey can also feel isolating.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if you're used to working alongside a crew or team.
Yeah, you've hit on a really important point.
Yeah.
The Source Freelancing Insider strongly advocates for finding your community. They even have a whole section dedicated to connecting with other freelancers and digital nomads.
Wow.
Which I found very practical. They suggest checking out online forums and social media groups specific to your niche.
Yeah.
Or even exploring co-working spaces if you're looking for in-person interaction.
So it's like finding your tribe online, folks who speak your language, and get the unique challenges and joys of this lifestyle.
Exactly. And Freelancing Insider shares some inspiring stories of blue-collar workers who found incredible support and mentorship through these online communities.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing how these online communities can provide such valuable support, especially when you're first starting out.
It's like having a virtual crew, right?
Yeah.
Folks who understand the ups and downs of freelancing, who can offer advice, celebrate wins, and help you troubleshoot when things get tough. Because let's face it, this isn't always an easy road, is it?
Right.
especially when you're used to the stability of a regular paycheck.
You're absolutely right. Freelancing Insider addresses this head-on, emphasizing the importance of financial planning and budgeting.
Yeah.
They even offer some practical tools and templates that are particularly helpful for those transitioning from a steady income
right.
to the sometimes unpredictable world of freelancing.
That's a huge concern for a lot of blue-collar workers who are considering this path.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, this all sounds great.
Right.
But how do I make sure I can pay the bills?
One thing Freelancing Insider suggests is building up an emergency fund.
Okay.
Before making the leap, they recommend having at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses saved up. That way, if you have a slow month or unexpected expenses pop up,
right.
you're not immediately in a bind.
That's smart advice. It's like having a safety net.
Yeah.
Which can make all the difference when you're venturing into uncharted territory. But it's not just about managing your money, is it? There's also the whole aspect of marketing yourself and finding clients, I imagine. That can feel pretty overwhelming, especially if you're not used to the whole online world.
It's definitely a learning curve, but again, Freelancing Insider offers some great guidance here.
Right.
They talk about the importance of building a strong online presence.
Okay.
And they recommend platforms like LinkedIn and even Instagram.
Wait, Instagram?
I thought that was just for sharing pictures of your lunch. It's evolved into so much more than that.
Really?
Think of it like a visual portfolio. You can share photos or videos of your work, behind the scenes, glimpses of your process.
Wow.
And even testimonials from satisfied clients.
That's a really interesting way to think about it. It's like taking that pride in craftsmanship that's so common in blue-collar work and translating it into a digital format.
Precisely. And Freelancing Insider even provides tips on how to create engaging content and use relevant hashtags to attract the right clients. They also recommend joining industry-specific groups and engaging in conversations to build your network.
So it's like a blend of old-school networking and new-school digital savvy.
Yeah, for sure.
But what about platforms like Upwork or Fiverr?
Yeah.
Are those good options for blue-collar folks looking to break into freelancing?
They can be. Freelancing Insider actually has a whole section dedicated to navigating these platforms.
Kind of cool.
They point out that they can be a great way to gain experience, build your portfolio, and start earning income quickly, especially if you're new to freelancing.
So it's like dipping your toes into the freelance waters without having to invest a ton of time and money up front in building your own website or marketing materials.
Exactly. And Freelancing Insider even shares strategies for crafting compelling profiles and proposals that stand out from the crowd. They stress the importance of highlighting your unique skills and experience, and they even provide templates to help you get started.
This is all sounding really empowering. You know, it's like with the right resources and a bit of effort, anyone can create their own opportunities in this digital world. But I'm curious, what about the actual work itself?
Right.
How do you translate traditional blue-collar skills into digital services?
That's where it gets really interesting. Freelancing Insider provides some fascinating examples of how blue-collar workers are leveraging their expertise in unexpected ways.
Oh, do tell. I love a good success story.
Well, for instance, they featured a former welder who now offers online courses teaching people how to weld.
Wow.
From the comfort of their own homes. He uses high-quality videos, interactive quizzes, and even live Q&A sessions to create a truly engaging learning experience.
Wow, that's brilliant. He's essentially taking his trade online.
Yeah.
Making it accessible to a much wider audience.
I bet.
That's in high demand.
It is, and there are so many other examples. They featured a former carpenter who now designs and builds custom furniture pieces that he sells through an online marketplace. They even highlighted a former mechanic who offers virtual consultations helping people diagnose car problems remotely.
Wow.
And saving them trips to the mechanics.
This is blowing my mind. It really shows that the possibilities are endless if you think outside the box and embrace the power of the digital world. But, you know, all this talk of reinvention and online success, it can start to sound, well, idealistic.
Yeah.
What about the challenges? What are some of the things Freelancing Insider warns people about?
They're definitely realistic about the potential downsides. Hmm. One thing they emphasize is the importance of managing your time effectively.
Oh.
It's easy to get caught up in the flexibility of freelancing and end up working longer hours than you did at a traditional job.
Right. It's like the line between work and life can get blurry when your office is also your kitchen table.
Exactly. Freelancing Insider recommends setting clear boundaries, establishing a designated workspace, and sticking to a schedule as much as possible. They also talk about the importance of taking breaks and prioritizing self-care to avoid burnout.
That's so important. It's easy to forget about those things when you're hustling to build a business.
Right.
But if you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to catch up with you eventually.
Yeah. And another challenge they highlight is dealing with isolation. Freelancing can be a solitary endeavor, especially if you're used to working in a team environment.
That makes sense. You might be your own boss, but you also miss out on those water cooler chats and the camaraderie of a shared workplace.
Right. That's why Freelancing Insider stresses the importance of actively cultivating a supportive network, both online and offline.
Okay.
They recommend joining co-working spaces, attending industry events, or even just scheduling regular coffee dates with other freelancers to stay connected and combat those feelings of isolation.
It's like building your own virtual and real-life crew, folks, who understand the unique challenges and rewards of this lifestyle. And, you know, this whole conversation has really opened my eyes to the potential here. It's not just about finding a new job. It's about creating a whole new way of life.
I agree. And Freelancing Insider does a great job of capturing that spirit of possibility. They really emphasize the freedom and flexibility that comes with freelancing.
Yeah.
The ability to design a work life that aligns with your values and priorities.
That's a powerful message. It's like saying you don't have to settle for a job that drains you or doesn't fulfill you.
Right.
You can create something better,
right.
Something that gives you purpose and allows you to thrive. But I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear more about how to actually make this transition.
Well, when we come back, let's dive into some of the practical steps Freelancing Insider recommends for those ready to take the leap from blue-collar work to the world of online opportunities.
Sounds good. We'll be right back after a quick break. Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We've been exploring how blue-collar workers can leverage their skills and experience to create fulfilling careers in the digital world.
And we've seen that with the right resources and mindset, it's totally possible to make that leap.
So let's get practical. What are some actionable steps that our listeners can take if they're feeling inspired and ready to explore these opportunities?
Well, Freelancing Insider has a really helpful roadmap for getting started. One of the first things they recommend is to identify your transferable skills.
Okay, that makes sense. But how do you actually do that? It's not always easy to see how your experience, say, as an electrician or a plumber, translates to the online world.
Right. That's where Freelancing Insider's worksheets come in handy. They have one specifically designed to help you break down your work history and pinpoint those skills that are valuable in a freelance context.
Oh, like problem solving, attention to detail, working under pressure, things like that.
Exactly. And they encourage you to think beyond the obvious. For instance, if you're a mechanic, you're not just fixing cars, you're also troubleshooting complex systems, communicating technical information clearly to clients, and managing your time and resources efficiently. Those are all valuable skills that can be applied to a wide range of freelance opportunities.
I'm starting to see how this works. It's like taking your blue-collar expertise and reframing it for a digital audience.
Right. And once you've identified your transferable skills, Freelancing Insider recommends researching different freelance niches that align with your interests and experience.
So like if you love working with your hands, you might explore freelance opportunities in woodworking, crafting, or even online tutorials.
Precisely. Or if you're a tech-savvy electrician, you could look into freelance web development or IT support.
The possibilities are really exciting when you start thinking about it this way. But let's say you found a niche that interests you. What's next?
Freelancing Insider suggests creating a portfolio that showcases your skills and experience. Now, this doesn't have to be fancy. It could be as simple as a website or even a social media profile where you share examples of your work testimonials from past clients or even just a well-crafted bio that highlights your expertise.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like showing potential clients what you're capable of, right?
Exactly. And Freelancing Insider offers templates and tips for creating a professional-looking portfolio, even if you're not a tech whiz.
This is all great advice. But I think the biggest question on everyone's mind is how do you actually find clients?
That's where networking comes in. And Freelancing Insider emphasizes that this doesn't have to be scary or intimidating. They suggest starting by connecting with people you already know, friends, family, former colleagues, and letting them know about your new freelance venture.
Word of mouth is powerful.
Absolutely. And they also encourage joining online communities and groups related to your niche. These can be great places to connect with potential clients, collaborate with other freelancers, and learn from more experienced professionals.
So it's about building relationships both online and offline.
Exactly. Freelancing Insider also recommends utilizing freelance platforms like Upwork and Fiverr, which can be a great way to find your first clients and gain experience.
This has been incredibly insightful. I feel like we've given our listeners a solid foundation for exploring the world of freelancing. But before we wrap up, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, the importance of mindset.
It's crucial. Freelancing Insider dedicates a whole section to cultivating a growth mindset, which is essential for navigating the ups and downs of this lifestyle.
Can you remind us what that means exactly?
A growth mindset is all about embracing challenges as opportunities for learning and growth. It's about believing that your skills and abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. And it's about being open to feedback and constantly seeking ways to improve.
So it's not about being perfect from the get-go. It's about being willing to learn and adapt along the way.
Precisely. And Freelancing Insider offers practical tips for developing a growth mindset, like reframing negative thoughts, celebrating small wins, and surrounding yourself with a supportive community.
This has been an incredibly empowering deep dive. I hope our listeners feel inspired and equipped to explore the exciting world of freelancing.
Me too. The digital landscape is constantly evolving, and it offers incredible opportunities for those who are willing to embrace change and leverage their unique skills and experiences.
And as Freelancing Insider reminds us, the future of work is evolving, and so are you. Embrace the journey, and the possibilities are endless. So to our listeners out there, take that leap of faith. Explore your passions, learn new skills, and create a work life that truly fulfills you. We'll be here cheering you on every step of the way.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep diving deep.